Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. I'm so excited to be with you guys today. Lots of stuff to share with this group today. We are just entering a really powerful new energy in September, so I do want to talk about it. For those of you that heard me on Dee's show last week, if you missed it, it's Dee's Blog Talk Radio show on conscious creation. A lot of you guys subscribed after I already sent out the update. So if you missed it and you didn't get the email, you can go to my website, intuitionbynadia.com, and it's there in the blog. Okay, so guys, we are moving out of this Leo energy into what we know is a Virgo month. So I was really called in this energy update to really give some tough love to you guys, because there is just no room for any victim energy anymore. So if that is going on with you, you've got to really have massive self-awareness about that. So this month is about self-realization, because there's going to be periods of major extremes. And I'm seeing this on the world stage too. Like, there might be, and for lack of a better word, like an explosive event or something really highly charged that could be coming in on the world stage this month. That said, it is required for us to find our own internal balance and become less and less conditional, which means reacting to conditions instead of being more in control of what it is we are feeling. Okay. So this is a great month to sort of recharge, to regenerate, because the whole month is in Mercury retrograde. For those of you that don't know, what I experience with Mercury retrograde is not so much like things going backwards or things going wrong. It is more of an internal reflective time. It's a time where our internal issues or anything are really available for us to shift and change. But it is more of an inward work versus outward energy sort of month. Okay. But there is this sense of, if you are still in a place of frustration, of disappointment, of insecurity, of fear, okay, this is going to be a hard time. Because you have to find a way to turn that energy around. I've had so many clients dealing with massive difficulties this month, massive diagnoses, massive things. And it's all about knowing that whatever is manifested is from old energy. So all we have to do is open to the new energy, open to the solution, open to what this energy has gotten us clarity about in order to shift it, and it will shift quickly, okay? So watch and be aware of what you're talking about with other people. What energy are you sharing with other people? Is it complaining? Is it negativity? Is it frustration? Is it trauma bonding? Or is it uplifting? Is it appreciation? Is it fun? I know for me, I do it all the time, you guys. I will share frustrated, annoyed energy. And I'm noticing it and going, wow, this doesn't serve me. So for example, if something with my kid's school is annoying or someone didn't communicate, the first thing I do is go to one of the moms and be like, how annoying is this? They didn't communicate with us, you know? And I'm like, wait a second, what am I doing? Instead of going, hey, did you get this communication? And going, hey, you know what? I didn't get this communication. I would love it if we could, you know, make this communication better in the future. Like, that's solution. You see what I mean? So it's the same issue, but instead of focusing on the problem and the frustration or the irritation about it, I'm focusing on the solution for the future. So that's the shift in perspective. I would love you guys to be aware of this month, because that victim energy, guys, it will take you down. It will be one thing after another. It will continue to give you where you are at. It's all attraction, guys. Even though it looks like it's the world or someone that cut you off or something that happened, it's all you. And it's really time to own that, because you're really going to see it. And it's going to look like it's things outside of you. It's always going to look like that, but it's not. It's all you. I guarantee it. So what you're getting in your life, whatever it may be, the people you're attracting, the circumstances you're attracting, it is all you. So it's a reflection of what you believe or what you expect, or more importantly, what you've been practicing vibrationally. So what does that mean? And you know, we talk about vibration a lot. What I've been feeling most of the time, am I feeling hopeful most of the time? Am I feeling peaceful most of the time? And then sometimes getting irritated? Just be really aware. What is my set point? And we've talked about this before, but you guys, I'm telling you right now, there is just like no wiggle room right now. If you are in fear and insecurity, you just are not going to allow in the things that you've already created that you want. And I really want to help you guys let that light and that love and that joy and that abundance into your lives. So when we're in a state of, even if it's justified, which it usually is, guys, I have so many clients, I'm like, you're right. Yes, that's annoying, or that's frustrating, or that's upsetting. All of those things are true. And we cannot continue to give the problem as much energy. We're really accustomed, even in, you know, my therapy practice, when I was, you know, learning to work with clients, I could just feel like they really want to milk that negative energy or the past. And that's not where we got to go right now, guys. Most of us in this group have done our work. We've done the fleshing out of our childhood. So it's really time to go, who do I want to be now? Who am I choosing to be now? Okay, so this is time for like an energetic upgrade, a time for a massive transformation, and you've got to get on board, but only you can choose it, guys. So when we enter this like Virgo energy, it's very wise, it's reliable, but it's also grounded. So it is a great opportunity for sort of a fresh start. You know, the Leo season is about, you know, was really helping you develop like new habits, new ways of self-care, you know, maybe exercise, meditation, training. You know, I was watching, I've talked to you guys about Andrew Huberman before. He's a biologist, but he's amazing. And he does these free podcasts that are really talking about the biology, and it all really supports energetic work, guys. Like, he's all about the benefits of meditation, of seeing the sunlight in the morning, of exercise. I mean, he is like, science backs this up. Okay. So I love watching him because he will say, I need to do these things every day. And one of them is non-sleep deep rest, which is what he calls it, but it's meditation. Okay. So he does meditation every day. He looks at the sun every day to get his, you know, circadian rhythm going, and he moves his body every day. We need to be doing these things every day just to help our physical body stay balanced, because the energy is intense out there, guys. So you need a way to sort of keep that balance every day, because it's too easy to get thrown off balance right now, in my experience. There's going to be moments of chaos this month, and then these moments of clarity. So ride those waves, okay? There are definitely obstacles coming up to clear. So just know, if you see an obstacle, go, that's okay. Here's one of the obstacles I created. What does this make me know I want? How can I want to open to the solution? I'm going to tune to the solution. So this retrograde will also bring awareness to like what you need to integrate in your life and what is no longer working in your life. So what strategies that you're doing are just not working for you anymore, you know? And it's just looking at like, does this feel good? You know, I have clients that are like, I want to date, I want to meet someone, but online doesn't feel good anymore. That's okay. It doesn't have to be online, but really line up with the choice of going, universe, bring me my partner in a way that feels really good to me. You know, I tell people, if you believe you will meet someone online, you will. Thousands and thousands of people. I know, you know, dozens of people that have met online, but it's all about how you feel when you're doing it. So just be aware of that. It's learning what really fills your gas tank. What's draining your gas tank? What's taking away from you? What people, what circumstances, what things? And then really learning about what fills you up. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. Like, for me, exercise, meditation, writing, that fills my gas tank. Time to myself, taking time for self-care, that fills my gas tank, okay? Because I have a lot going on. I'm constantly in a giving state. You know, I'm a mother of two small boys, and, you know, I have this business. I also have my music business, so I am constantly busy. So that is so important for me to hold that state, to find that time to fill my gas tank. Or I will tell you guys, I've told you this before, I run super hot. So if I don't do those things, I will, as my son says, go to an exploding level, anger level. I think I told you guys, we do these mindfulness books, and one of them talks about anger levels. And my son will be like, you're exploding, mommy. I'm like, I'm exploding, because I will get pushed, and I call it going to the dark side. I will get pushed to the dark side. So guys, everything I'm sharing with you is through my own work and my own discovery of what works and what doesn't, you know. But this is what I want you guys to get into your new level, because a new level of peace, of happiness should be available to you, but you have to sort of shift the momentum of where you are. And then you'll see it's going to change the flow of the rest of this year. So much is ready to happen that hasn't happened yet this year. There's just so much potential in these last few months. I'm just feeling like there's going to be a massive sort of thing after thing happening in these last few months of the year on as an individual level. So last thing, guys, I will also be live next month. You know, I only do once a month shows because I am super busy, but I will be also live. So if I don't get to you today, I will be live for the October 1st show. All right, let's get to this. Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to give you guys. I forgot. So I found, I don't know if you guys know what runes are. They were actually, my mom's had them since like the 70s, and I saw them. I love the show, The Good Witch. It's just very like a guilty pleasure for me from Lifetime. It's a fun show. And they brought up the runes in the show, and I was like, oh, my runes, where are they? And so I found them, and I pulled a rune for this group today. And so I wanted to read this little prayer for you, because the rune I pulled for this group was, it was about life force and energy and calling in your wholeness. And I thought that was really beautiful. So it says there's a prayer here to address the sun or source or light in this manner. You who are the source of all power, whose rays illuminate the whole world, illuminate also my heart so that it too can do your work. And I just thought that was so beautiful, because this is like what I said, Oprah said, God, use me. It's like, let your inner being drive your car. All right, guys. So, you know, I don't have a producer, so I'm going to call out your area code. And so listen for it and then tell me your first name and where you're calling from. And the other thing I will say is this. There's a lot of you here that don't have your hand up. I have a ton of people with their hand up. So it's just like these shows. So if you want me to call on you, please press 1. So that will mark you at the top. Okay, guys. All right, here we go. Let's start with 863. Hello.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello,
you are the first
there.
One, girl. You got that. You got in early.
Yay.
You were the first one. How can I help you today?
Yay. Well, I'm a Virgo, so yay for Virgos.
Yes. Intense month for you, though. This is especially intense for you as a Virgo. It's going to be massive because the Mercury is retrograde in Virgo. So.
Oh.
Yeah. It's good. It's massive breakthroughs for you. So tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm looking to make a move, moving from Florida to Kansas, and ideally before the end of the year. So I was hoping for your insights around that.
Yeah. Okay. So it's showing me here that there's not quite the elements aren't quite lined up yet. Okay. But I absolutely see this happening before the end of the year, but it's going to be close. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like just in the nick of time, you know, that's what they're showing me. Like, it's not going to be, you know, like October. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's showing me it's going to be like right at the end of the year. So what you want to clean up around this is really going, what do I want to leave behind in Florida, and what do I want to create in Kansas? Because there's this sense of you still carrying this feeling of not feeling grounded and safe and secure. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And you don't want to take that with you. So that's part of why there's sort of a waiting period. Because they're showing me here you're in a waiting period right now. Like, there's waiting energy. So what you want to do is go, show me the next step. This is what I want to create there. This is the kind of community. This is the kind of place. So what's your intention in moving there?
It's definitely to be with my granddaughter. I just have my first granddaughter, and
oh,
I'm
congrats! That's so exciting
to get to be there for her. Yes.
Okay, well, that's an amazing intention. So my intention is to have an amazing place to live, where to play with my granddaughter, bring so much joy into my life, to be close to them. You know, write all this stuff out. I want it to be an easy move. I want it to be smooth. I want to get the perfect place for the perfect price. I want the perfect timing, et cetera. They're showing me here that there's going to be a place available, that they're going to be in a desperate situation, so you're going to get it for a really good price. That's what they're showing me here.
Oh, okay. Is that or an apartment?
Let me see here. It's interesting because, oh my God, this is weird, but they're showing me like someone who's getting a divorce. So that's probably a house.
Ooh.
So like they're showing me somebody splitting, or you know what I mean? Like there's something happening where they have to get rid of this place, where they have to get rid of it in a hurry. Okay. So there's something there around that, which is interesting, which is good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's what you want. But it might be December. I got to tell you, it's going to be like down to the wire. Okay. Like you might hear about it in November, but it's going to be down to the wire by the end of the year. There's an energy here, Julia, of you not like taking control of this move. And I'd like you to just go, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to get the place. I'm going to have the best time. I'm going to have a great time on the plane. Like I want you to sort of take the reins more on what you want to create here. There's still a little bit too much of a passive role. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're still like waiting for things to happen as opposed to like, all right, universe, this is how it's going to go. You're a Virgo, honey. Organize that shit. Like, this is how I want it to go. Let's go.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. But the move feels great. I feel like really highlight the new community. And I'm just seeing like this granddaughter, she's a wonderful energy. She's going to open you up. I feel like you're really going to be of service to help with her. That's going to be just a benefit for everybody. So that's really, really good. But I'm showing a new community for you. And it's somehow through your granddaughter. So maybe you'll be taking her to something. I don't know. Yeah. So there's still an old attachment here in Florida, Julia. Do you know what this is? What's this old attachment you're holding on to there?
I don't know. I have some family here, and my aunt, she passed here, and we've had some, you know, a couple passings. And
Yeah, there it is.
A little distance with family, so that's...
Yeah. So they're sort of showing me that, like, this is a new road. This is an extremely new path you're taking, and there's a little fear and hesitation. So that's why things are kind of slow. So that's why they're saying take the reins, because what's really going to get you excited is when you know that you could – this. By the way, this is absolutely a good move for you. I just want to confirm for you.
Yes.
There's so much old energy in Florida. There's an literally old energy, like slow, heavy, whereas I feel in Kansas there's more youthful, more energy, more, you know what I mean? Like this granddaughter is going to give you new life. My grandfather used to say to me when I was born that I gave him a lease on life. You know, I gave him, made him, you know, and that's what they're giving me, that energy for you with your granddaughter. She's going to really, I get goosebumps. I get emotional. So it's a really important move for you. Yeah. I mean, she's still really connected to source, this little girl.
Yeah.
So
she's like, well, her birthday's the 22nd. So,
she's a little, you know, she's a fierce little creator. So I just see a beautiful connection between the two of you. So really commit to your choice. And I think things will go really smooth. You're absolutely doing the right thing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia.
Wow, how awesome.
Well, keep me posted.
Okay.
I love hearing you guys' emails. Thank you. I love getting emails when all these things work out. It's my favorite. All right. Next, I have 814.
Hey, Nadia. Hello. It's Lisa in Florida.
Hey, girl, how are you? You guys are all in Florida today representing.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not leaving now.
Oh, yeah, you're staying. You're good.
Could I get a general, please?
Yeah, of course. Here you go. All right, so you feel a little in your head about something, and they're showing me here that there's something – it's interesting because like Julia, they gave me the same energy of sort of a crossroads coming up of like the sense of having to make a decision about something. Or choosing a path. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. So it's somewhere around, interestingly enough, they're bringing in moving towards really positive connections with people. And this feels like both romantic and friendship. Like this is what we're trying to get you towards. And showing me this sort of, there's sort of like a something in the middle. And this could be an energetic choice of like, I'm choosing to open up to people in a new way or open up to love in a new way, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or I'm going to choose to do what I always do, because they're showing me like these two paths, and one is one you've always done and one is completely new.
Right.
But the result is around people and connections and love. So that's what they want to help you move towards, because that's the strongest thing in your energy right now.
Okay.
Okay. Is that something you desire in a strong way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because they're showing me, I mean, I'm sure there's other things, but like, and you know what's weird is they're giving me like happy family. They're giving me this happy family energy of like, but that says to me not only soul family, but like partner. You know what I mean? Like they're giving me that your faith, like you feel like family in like the most positive sense, not like, you know, bad family stuff. Okay.
Right.
All right. So let me see here. Yeah. So I feel like you are lacking these type of connections in your life right now. Is that correct?
1,000%.
Okay. Just making sure. Cause they're showing me here like a lack of it. And this is part of you. This is, for some reason, this is really connected to money for you. And I'm not sure why, but they're showing me this sort of open, oh, there, thank you. Sorry, whenever they give it to me, I'm like always like, thank you. So the connection is opening to receiving love and opening to receiving money, because you're guarding yourself somehow. You're still going, and it is from your mind. You're very smart. When is your birthday or what sign are you?
September 7th.
Oh, you my Virgo girl too. We got our Virgos before that's a day. So girl, that's where I'm getting that hen energy from. Okay, I was like, that's my Virgo. One of my best friends is Virgo also, and she does the same. She's literally struggling with the same thing, which is it's really hard for Virgos to let people in because you're so smart and you just are like, well, that person has a hole and that's fucked up and I don't like that and I don't like that. You know, it's really hard. So I get it. You know, I 100% get it. And yet you have such a softness and a beauty, and it's knowing your value as, you know, the soft little girl that's inside of you.
Right.
Like she's ready to come out. I get emotional. I just felt it. Did you feel her? Everyone listening just felt your shift.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt, I get goosebumps because the energy you're in right now, when you're going, I'm laughing at myself and yes, I do that. There she is. And that's where your magnetism comes from. That's where your charisma comes from. And you know, I say this with love, but you tend to, when we're sort of not letting people in, we tend to make ourselves either superior or inferior. Do you find yourself doing that? Yeah.
Right.
So that's just coming from your own lack of knowing your power and who you are, because you are great value to people. You're extremely smart. You're great at noticing other people's stuff. You know what I mean? Like you really are helpful with going, girl, this is what's going on with you. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard for you to let down that guard. And that's what I'm really focusing on for you, because there's so much here that you're ready to let in, and especially in laughing and fun and play. It just feels like you've been isolating yourself or protecting yourself, and that's what you're ready to let go of.
Right. Yeah. True.
You know? Yeah, because you're really generous and really kind and really sweet, and you know, if we were hanging out, we'd have a ball. Lisa, I feel like
right.
We have so much fun.
Right.
I get on great with Virgos. I have like 4 planets in Virgo, but I'm like, girl, let's go play. That's the Leo in me. I take the Virgos out of their comfort zone. You know.
Yeah.
Good.
I have been noticing, though. Oh, okay.
No, go ahead. No, tell me what you're
doing. No, I was just going to say that I have what you are saying about the, you know, I do notice that. I am noticing in my mind, and I am telling myself, like the other day, I'm like, I am not better than anyone else, or I'm trying to work on that because I know that I'm not, but I'll say things or whatever as if I am. And it's like, it's 2 different people. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like, I notice that it's doing that. And it's like, it doesn't feel right to me. Like it's not
who
I am,
your awareness.
But I do that.
Yeah. It's your defensive. It's your old defense mechanism probably that started in grade school and high school when you started noticing like these people don't get it. You know, all Virgos are smarter, and they're like, these people aren't getting it. I get it, you know. And then you sort of, you put that wall up between you and other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what we want to take down, which is like, you know, I always say it's wonderful to know your strengths, you know.
Right.
And then it's also wonderful to know your weaknesses and own them in a powerful way and go, wow, like I'm really – you know, great. And I'm really book smart. Like I know, I always joke with my friend. I'm like, girl, I'm like, ask her. She knows everything. Ask my Virgo friend. She knows everything. Okay. She's read it all. She's done it all. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about Virgos. You guys are smart and you're powerful. You just are so hard on yourself. And then, you go into that superior inferior. Okay. So what they're showing me here is your fear of being rejected or disappointed. You've worked on this. Okay. Right. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You can leave that behind you, but you do need a sort of new way of being out in the world, of smiling at people, of being mm-hmm. open, because you have a lot of gifts to give. But then as you really, because you're very sort of, you want to be helpful, you know,
right?
You want to uplift, you yeah. know? And so I see that as a really beautiful asset about you, but you have to sort of do it from that heart place, not the head place. So it's just something I would right. think about for you, because it's all ready for you. These new people, all this love energy is like so ready to come in with you. And it's so connected to your abundance. It's like they're right. Okay. So they're saying, go for the opening to the love coming into your life and the abundance will follow.
Okay.
Because it's about receiving, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa. You have a great day. Okay. Next I have 415. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. This is Paula in California.
Hey, girl. What is going on with you?
Well, okay. This week I got a reprieve on the eviction. So it's like a stay of eviction. So I don't have
okay.
to move. And that's a huge
great.
Thing. And so
huge.
I just want to make – oh, it is. It was like this cataclysmic thing. but I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, redirecting in a way that's like – you know, good for me, because I'm thinking it gives me longer to figure out, you know, where I really want to live and then,
yeah.
you know, get all the purging and, you know, just downsizing stuff to get ready. And
I think that's
fabulous. That's what I'm focusing on. Yeah.
That's great. I think that's exactly the energy right now. Letting go of what you don't need and taking with you only what you desire, what you want to take with your new self. They're showing me here, you absolutely manifested this. Perfect timing. So keep going. The timing is perfect. The timing is lined up for you. Okay. The second thing is continue to do that sort of internal work. Your challenge is you get caught up in what's happening outside of you, and then you get a little lazy with the internal work. And they're just saying, stay a little more consistent, because what's coming in is a place you're really going to love. They're just showing me you're going to love this new place more. The feeling of it is really, really good. And it's like when you're going to walk in and you're going to feel like you want to take a deep breath, like, oh, I feel good here. That's the feeling you're looking for in the new space.
That's wonderful. And I'm thinking even like is the North Bay, you know, like in Marin up in that area. I'm just wondering, because I'm still drawn to that. And so I'm
just
wondering.
If you're drawn, look there. And then they're showing me near, but not exactly there.
Oh.
So it might be like near there, but not exactly there. Is they're giving me like a close to there feeling.
Oh. Like Pacifica, this side. Yeah, I'm just kind of, yeah.
So, you know, what they're showing me here is focus more on bring me the place that feels like this.
Yeah.
With the perfect, because you want the perfect neighbors. You want the, you know, they're showing me being able to walk to something. So I don't know what that means. Like you're able to walk somewhere, either to shops or to the beach. I don't know what this is, but like there's going to be a nice area you can walk to, is they're showing me.
That's what I would love.
Okay, good, because
yeah.
they're showing me that. So that means it's there. It's there. If I can see it, it's there, which is great. Yeah, keep going. They're just saying, don't focus so much. It's like online dating, you know, looking for places. It's the same thing when my husband and I, you know, we moved 4 times in 4 years. So I got so used to looking, you know, on Redfin or whatever, you know, for
yep.
places. It's like online dating. You're like, no, 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 no. You know, it can get a little obsessive. So just take a step back, focus more on what it is you want to create and why, and allowing in the perfect timing, and then wait for the impulse to look on the site. Don't just look obsessively.
Okay.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
I do.
And you have a little bit of
lack,
a little bit of lack still active in your energy, a little bit of fear around the money and the pricing. So you got to clean that up a little bit. Okay. So
yeah.
the perfect
yeah.
price, the perfect time, whatever, you know, just clean it up a little. Cause there's still a little bit of, I can't get what I want for my money. It's not huge,
mm-hmm.
but it's there in your energy. So I would just clean that up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm working on that.
Okay, good, good, good.
Four of Pentacles versus the Six of Pentacles.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Owning and really calling in that abundance and all the money to come in, because they are showing me the money coming in for you. So just trust that you have to just move into like radical trust of this process and just keep cleaning it up as you go. And I think it'll really, really help you.
Wonderful. And is there any timing? I mean, or that part doesn't really matter?
That part right now, what they're saying is trust the timing. They're not giving me time.
Okay.
They're saying trust the timing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I get timing, sometimes I don't, but it's always what's the highest good for you to hear, you know?
Right. There's a stuff to do in between. Timing isn't ready yet.
It's not quite ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Paula.
Wonderful.
Talk to you soon, sweetheart. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Next I have 678. 678. Hello.
Yay. Hi, Nadia. It's Laura in Atlanta.
Hey, Laura. Great. I love your energy today. Yes. What can I help
you
with?
Well, things are moving. Yeah, I'd love a general too. And anything my guides would like to share, you know, I'm still recuperating. I'm making progress. And it's
they're showing me you're still in a non-action state. They're showing me you're still in an internal non-action place right now, and that's okay. It's okay where you are.
Well, I'm doing a lot of action, but it's, you know, I'm receiving like proposals and things like that. But yeah, as far as being, I'm starting to get active again as I feel better.
Yeah, but they're still showing me here. There's still internal work to do. There's still sort of the spiritual side of work. So you really are on a journey of opening to massive personal healing and happiness. Like you're really on this journey, which I love. Like they're showing me that is where the path you're on right now with what you're doing. There is still
I'm working on
like
that.
You're working on it, girl. It's there. I see it. It's there. Where you're sort of where we want to tune and help you, you know, really open more. Is they are showing me this sense of, like I talked about in the beginning, Laura, of focus on what's wrong or focusing on what's in front of you more than you are someone that would really benefit from like visualization of how you want things to go. For whatever reason, that is something that really works for you.
Okay, that's great confirmation. You know, I mentioned to you I'm in the, you know, Mary Morrissey's Dream Builder Dream Builder, you know, Brave Thinking Masters is the one I'm in, which is a real commitment. And anyway, you know, I believe in visualization and I just forget to do it daily. So I've got PT and work and, you know, all that going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that stuff, you need that time. That's absolutely a tank filler for you. Remind me of your birthday or your sign.
Capricorn, but I related to all
Capricorn.
The Virgo things you said.
Oh, well, because you're Earth. You're an Earth sign. So, yeah, I have that Capricorn moon, and I get it.
I love Virgos, too. I have lots
I
of
do, too. Yeah, I
Virgo
absolutely
sense.
Vibe with my Virgo girls. So, yeah, the Capricorn's very similar. You know, we like to take action. It makes us feel productive. So,
exactly.
But you are extremely intuitive, Laura. Like, your ability to be psychic, girl, let me tell you. It's there.
Okay,
it's
that's
absolutely
great to hear. It's getting
there.
Better all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The less you focus on, the more you detach, or even, again, 15 minutes a day of detaching from worldly stuff, the more intuition and psychic stuff you'll get. It's really strong in your energy. As something, and I feel like you're going to be better with other people than yourself. I'll be honest with you about that. Like,
that's normal, I think.
Yeah. Like you'll just go, I feel like this is the right choice for you. Like those are the things that I would watch for because I want you to get, because I think you've been doing that a long time. You love being a helper to people, you know?
In my coaching and training business for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But
really good about business. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's because you have strong intuition and strong intellect. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about the earth signs. You know, the earth signs have grounding, but they also have that intuition. You know what I mean? Virgos are they have a really strong, strong, strong head energy. You have a little less. You have more of a doer energy, right?
Yes.
A doer. Mm-hmm. Like you want to do things, right?
So well, I laughed at the online dating because, you know, obviously with healing, I, you know, I'm just really focusing on that. And you know, I always feel like I should do something. But
right.
Well,
it's more focusing on opening to letting it in, because the universe can bring it to you. It doesn't matter. You know, I was watching someone sent me something from like TikTok or whatever. And there was this woman and she was like, do you know how to meet someone? Just go to the market. Just go to the market. Like, it doesn't matter where you go. The universe can bring you your man, you know, like it doesn't matter. And it doesn't, but you have to know that. All right. Let me just look at the dating thing for you real quick. Cause that's popping up.
Yeah. That'd be great.
They're showing me you've just been with men below you. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to put it that way, but men that aren't as like smart as you. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
that's sort of been your pattern. And you want the romance, honey. You got to acknowledge that little girl in you that wants to feel like a princess, that wants to be adored. Mm. You got to just own that.
Okay.
Because I see an energy here of someone who's very romantic, sending the flowers.
Right.
And
you see somebody nearby.
Love it.
I would love
yes.
that.
Yes. Like flowers. Like they're showing me this guy is, he's like almost cheesy, but I love it. But it's like super sweet, like not afraid to show how he feels, and you are loving it. So it is here, and I want you to let go of that. Like other people have it, I don't. Like there's a couple of things that are active in your energy that are mucking this up a little bit. But I
okay,
see
tell me what they
this,
are. Yeah.
Yeah. It's first of all that other people have it, I don't. Be too much of awareness of it not being here. Instead of
well, it's been a long time,
feel,
you know.
Yes, we don't want to validate that anymore. Though, do we?
I know.
It's been so long. I have put so much in my escrow that pull of this person who's looking for me is stronger than it's ever been because it's been so long. You know, you can turn it around that way. The biggest thing is this man is not intimidated by your power. This man wants you to be in your power. Okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, and
where
and there's
is
this,
he?
I don't. Don't say that.
I'm teasing. I know.
Show me him. Bring him to me. Those are the statements.
Bring him to me.
Bring him in. I'm ready. But you feel the energy you're in. Really, really good energy. They're showing me here. Look for communities that you want to join. Like, I don't know. Like even at your PT, that's a community. Like if they have like a meditation group or anything, a walking group, a yoga group. I don't know what this is. A pottery club. They're showing me here you're going to meet him through a community.
Okay, great.
Like through
well,
a
that's
group.
Always my preferred way. And now that I feel better, I can get out again. I mean, that was sort of the frustration is,
sure,
you know.
But you needed this time. You needed this time for yourself. There's no, you didn't miss anything. I just want to validate that.
That's good. Thank you for reminding me of that. I was thinking about that this morning. There's always a reason why this was, well, it's a great reminder of how grateful you are, appreciative for great health because,
it's huge. It's
huge.
It's
huge.
And knowing that, like, you know, my cousin's husband got diagnosed with cancer. Like, I've had, like, four catastrophic people getting, but they can turn it around. It's just, you don't want to have to manifest that in order to build self-awareness. What you're still working on is really finding that balance between the spiritual and this world. And once you strike that balance, you're going to notice because you're going to feel easier about things. You're not going to worry about stuff as much. You're not going to be as anxious, okay? So that's the feeling we're looking for, and seeking out communities that feel good to you. You know,
that's
that
wonderful.
Feel good to you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And that's really, and you're great around people. You love being around people.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm,
that's where you're the star. You know, that's where Capricorns shine, is when they're in little groups, you know, not huge groups, little groups, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Well, I have to share this Rumi quote and I'll let you go. So I have this posted to my computer, so I remember what you just said, because you know how I study all this and I know all this, but you know, practicing it. So it's a Rumi quote. It says, "Work in the invisible world at least as much as you do in the visible."
Wow, I love that. But that's exactly right. Well, that's exactly what I was just telling you. Yeah, great confirmation.
Exactly. Okay,
I absolutely love that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. You said a lot. I'll listen back later, and I appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, I think this is from Japan, so I'm going to check. Hi, is this you? I told you I'd find you, girl. You got it. Hello? Are you there? Oh, no. Did I lose you?
Hello?
Where'd you go? Oh, yes, there you are. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Emo. Can you hear me? Hello?
This is Natalie. I'm calling from France.
Oh, hello. You got through. How can
I
help
good.
You? I had another Japanese client that wanted to get through as well, but I thought you were her because she was like, I'm going to call early. So it was you. So go ahead.
Okay. I would like a general with a focus on work and relationships.
Okay.
I need to get back to work, and I'm developing my business on the side, but I have a lot of anxiety around people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're an empath, which I would call, so you definitely absorb energies around you. You're one of those people that has not learned yet how not to take on. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you sort of take on energy, and I have talked about this before, but I will repeat it, which is the way you remedy that is by being in control of what energy you are bringing. So I want to be around people that I feel safe. I want to be around, I'm bringing in energy of feeling in my power and confident. I'm attracting people to me that bring me calm energy. Whatever it is, being in control, setting that intention is really going to help you. I will say there's a massive fear around money here that we need to clean up. That's what they're showing me is pulling me. Okay. So that's pulling me the most. You're extremely intuitive, extremely tuned in, but it's almost like you're the one that needs grounding and feeling your power in your body on this plane.
Does yeah, that
make
that's
sense
right.
To you? Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'm just making sure. And when's your what's your sign or your birthday?
It's April 6th.
Oh, okay, so you're Aries. Yes.
Yeah.
You are supposed to be around people. That's like it's crazy. So yeah, you are on a journey here of finding your power and your strength and knowing that being sensitive and intuitive is actually your greatest asset. It's not a liability, and it's learning to stand in that and knowing that when you are in that, you are powerful, you are not vulnerable. Okay. That's the journey you're on because you have been hurt. You have been attacked. You have been disheartened. You know, you have that experience, right? So this is what you're sort of turning around. And this is a part of the money for you because money's so tied to safety and security. So if you're not feeling safe, you're holding money away. Okay. So it's really the same issue. Okay, so what makes you feel safe or secure or grounded?
Well, it's easy to access that when I'm by myself, walking in nature, moving in my body, dancing. When I'm around people, that I can easily be triggered by anxiety or people pleasing or not setting my boundaries or not speaking out where something's wrong. And that's where I'm lacking trust in myself in these moments because I'm coming in with something unclear, which I totally see, but I don't always have the ability to shift it in the moment.
Well, that's because you have to get ahead of it. Once you're in the moment, it's too late. Okay. It's too late. The momentum took you. So like before you know you're going something.
It kind of shows up, like sometimes it kind of shows up in an instant. So it's like the surprise.
It was already there because you were anticipating it. You were nervous before you got there. So that's what I'm saying is I was, believe it or not, the shyest kid on the planet. I would bite my nails down to the nub. I was terrified of everything because I was like, I was super sensitive and I didn't understand how other people were functioning. I was like, how are you functioning in life? I don't get it. So I understand how you feel, Natalie. And I think that what is going to help you is, first of all, what's happening to you, and this is going to sound counterintuitive, is you become self-conscious as opposed to going, you know, people-pleasing is giving up self to please another, but really it's about making yourself comfortable. So if I people-please, then I'll be liked. Then I'll be comfortable.
That's right.
Right. So it's really all about us being comfortable, being a people pleaser. If I stand up for myself, I won't be liked. I won't be safe. Okay. So that's sort of what you've learned, right? So instead, I always say you're a loving, gentle, sweet soul, but you got a fire inside. I mean, you're Aries, honey. You got that fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, like, you don't want to have to get mad to stand up for yourself. Okay. You don't want to have to keep creating that energy. So what I always say is I go in, I want to feel charismatic. I want to feel source pulsing through me. I want to feel in my power. And if you have, if you get ahead of it like that, like I just said, like seriously, I would write for 15 minutes before any event, before you go out anywhere. And then in the moment you feel the, that old thing rear its head, what I would do is you take a breath and then you focus on the person, like their t-shirt or their hair or their eyelashes. I know that sounds like a weird thing, but what it does is it gets you off you.
Right.
And it gets you to focus on them, which is where your power is, because you're really great at reading people. You're really, you want to show up for people. You enjoy truly connecting with people.
I do.
Yeah. And so we just want to activate more of that. So it's literally a mindfulness thing for you. But if you continue to, I guarantee you, if you get ahead of it, like I just told you, every day for 7 days, this momentum will shift. It will not take you. You might have the thought and then choose not to. You will have a choice. Right now, you don't have a choice, is what I'm hearing you say. Like when you're in the moment, it just takes
some,
you.
It's,
and
it's not all the time, but sometimes that's the experience I have where I have the, where I just see myself shift in like a quarter of a second. And that these moments, even if so they're less and less, they freak me out. I get freaked out by them. And that's why I tell myself that it's dangerous to be around people. It's like kind of the short version of it. But.
Right. So what you want to say is, so is that true? It's dangerous to be around other people. Is that true? Is it true? Are you at risk in a real way? Have you been hurt? Have you been hit? Have you been? Yeah. So no, it's not true.
No.
What if we turned it around? The opposite of it is I attract safe people. I'm safe around other people. You know, that's what we want to go here. This has made your desire to be around people that are safe is so strong. And I will tell you what my son says. There are more good people than there are bad in this world. There are just more good people. Most people are good. It doesn't look like it if you watch the news, but it's actually true. You know, so if you go, you know, and it's amplifying the belief that is serving you. And also another great thing I always say is, who would I be if I didn't feel this way? How would I be in the world if I felt safe? What would that look like? Start giving those things energy. I guarantee you in 7 days, you'll feel different. 30 days, you'll completely be through it. But you have to do it consistently every day because this has a lot of energy and momentum, Natalie. And you're here to do way more. You're holding yourself back right now.
I feel that.
Yeah, and there's just one more thing for you. Sorry. Yeah, those moments that you're dancing alone or in nature, milk them. Go, this is exactly how I want to feel when I'm around other people. I want to be this version of myself. I want to bring this version of me into the world. That's your intention.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, Natalie.
Okay, next I have 650. 650, hello.
Hello. Good morning, Nadia. Yeah, from
Maria,
California.
Girl. Oh, all right. What can I help you with?
Okay. It's been a crazy week, and I was really spiraling and not in a good place at all. And then last night, somehow, I'm still trying to figure it out because my brain has changed in memory and functioning, but I started listening to Wayne Dyer, and somehow I started feeling better. And then I got communication from my siblings who were out of town for several weeks with what's going on at the house, because all of a sudden all this stuff started happening. And they have a camera system so they can see everything that's going on in the house and outside the house, which I don't like. But I updated them on the aunt situation because I'm the one here dealing with it. And I got really pissed off because one of them was like, well, we can call an exterminator if you pay for it too. And I'm like, I'm here for 6 months having to deal with it. They're off on vacation.
Right.
I'm like controlling the colonies from getting worse. I shelled out already like a lot of money to deal with it, even though it's not my responsibility, because they're all about, it's their house, they make the decisions, they don't inform me when things are happening, and yet now they're like, you can pay, help pay for it, and then we'll deal with it.
I think it's because they're not there right now, and so here's the point. Yes, this is all annoying, okay, but we know this feeling is familiar for you, of sort of being ganged up against, feeling powerless, this same feeling. So what we want to do is go sit down, Maria, and go, these ants are here because they're showing you where you're at. They're going, this is annoying. So at this point, are you willing to do whatever it takes to let go of the ants, money or not, and go, hey, the money's going to come back to me. Like, I will tell you, we spend $80 a month to make sure we don't have ants and rats at our house because, you know, that's just part of what we do. And I'm like, I love you. I pay you $80 a month because I don't want rats or ants in my house. Okay. So I bless that money. May it come back to me 10 times, you know? So you have to find a way to make peace with the solution and go, which would you rather? Would you continue to fight him and trust that this money will come back to me? And I think that it's really easy to go, this is not fair. What does it make me know I want? And this is your constant work, Maria, because life is coming at you. And it's coming at you in the exact same, it's bringing up the same feeling over and over again. So we have to shift where you are so that these solutions can come in so it can be a little easier on you. I want it to be easier for you, girl. Okay. And, you know, you do have issues standing up for yourself with your family. They're kind of bullying to you. And I know that's been a pattern, you know, that as you come into your power, as you go, oh, hell no. I'm getting my money back for this. I'm going to pay for it right now, but it's coming back to me. I'm ready to move on. I want to find my independence. I have this free time when they're not here, and I'm going to milk it, and I'm going to turn my energy around. So when they come back, this dynamic will now be different. How do I want the dynamic to be between me and my inner being, between me and my siblings, between me and my body? Rewrite the dynamics while they're gone.
That's what I like mentally was telling myself, and then I went into the depression, and then got out of it last night, and then was just with all this pissed off, and then construction started like at 7:20, and I'm like, okay,
I didn't respond back to them. Right. Well, and just say,
well,
hey, guys, it's really expensive, you know, and it's about communicating in a way like, hey, guys, I know I'm here. I'll pay for it right now, but I can't afford it, so if you could help me out with it, that would be awesome. You know, I'm trying to do this for our home that we all live in. It's coming from love. It's not coming from FU. And unfortunately, you keep going back into that victim place, which puts you in depression, because the victim place is powerless. It's the illusion that you have no power. So I want to help tune you. And it has to start by going, I was feeling better, and then this happened. So I'm still living a conditional life. I'm still living in a reactionary life. So whatever happens, I can't sustain my good feeling because I haven't practiced it enough. Okay. So you need to continue to practice listening to Abraham, listening to whoever, reading every book, inundate yourself, write new stories every day, because you have this time when they're not in your face, and do whatever it takes to get rid of the ants. Even if it takes 3 months, because the summer months are the worst. And then in the winter, they go away. So you pay for 3 months and then they're gone. You know what I mean? So we live right by a mountain. So we get rats. And so I can't mess around with that, you know? With two little kids in the house, but
the issue was that the exterminator had to get under the house, and most of them do not do that to reach the colony. So that's why it wasn't just, oh, we're just going to spray around the house, which we already did. It
was just
getting to was
where all the colonies were. Yeah,
accessible. Correct. So that's
No, it's more complicated.
But I found somebody who possibly would do that, and then they're just kind of – it's not in their face, like you said. It's in my face. If it was in their face, they would do something about it.
And so it's just asking for what you need in a loving way. Say, guys, I'm going to pay for it since you're not here, but when you get back, I'll need help for this because I can't really afford it. And just be loving and kind about it. Ask for what you need in a loving, kind way without the F you in it. And the other piece is, I think it's interesting, the manifestation under the house, looking under the hood. The ants are telling you, you haven't gotten to the energy yet. You haven't shifted this energy yet. So it's making the solution hard. Once you go, I get it. This is me feeling like I'm being constantly attacked by the world. That's what the ants are representing. When you shift that feeling, the solution will come easily and they will be gone overnight. So that's what I'm trying to encourage you towards, but this takes focus from where you are because you're focused in that state of things happening to you. And I get it. You're valid. It's right. It's just not helping you. So I'm trying to help you get out of that so you can really manifest these solutions in all these areas that you want, sweetie, you know, because I know you're capable of it, but you're just in that momentum. Okay. Cause
Am
you're
still, I
still
moving? Because the bait was like not working and then it was working. And then it was like you said, it's going to take time. And then I was going to tell them that what they said was not fair, you know, based on this. I don't say F you to them directly. I just think it.
I know. But that's the thing, it's in the energy. So instead of these are all the reasons why you're wrong, I want you to feel the difference. These are all the reasons why you're wrong and you need to pay me for it. Instead of, hey guys, I totally get it. You're not here, but I really need help. I can't afford this. So I would love it if you could pitch in and help as well. If we could split it, that would be amazing.
Oh no, they were going to pitch in. They were going to split it, all of us. But it was just that they even asked me in the first place because it was because of other issues that this also got created.
Sure.
And I did offer them money then and they refused it. And all of a sudden I was like, no, this time you're going to pay for it.
But, and I get it. Yeah. And that's fine. But it's just, you feel the energy is still, I want you to just be a little easier about all this. Okay. Unfortunately, I got to cut you off because I'm over time now. But thanks, Maria. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, guys, thank you so much for all your calls. I will be live October 1st. Have an amazing month. You got this.